Tchaikovsky, who wrote such lush, sweeping melodies for strings, composed one violin concerto. In it, he put a world of emotions. WRTI Susan Lewis has more.
As a young Georgian violinist, Lisa Batiashvili did not play Tchaikovsky's violin concerto.
I tried to avoid the piece that everybody wanted to play and just actually learn other concertos first, and then come to it almost like to a nice dessert.
Tchaikovsky wrote the work in 1878 after fleeing a short-lived, ill-fated marriage. His personality was complex, says Batiashvili, who doesn't see the concerto as a flashy showpiece.
It's really almost the opposite. Of course, it has the virtuoso part, and the last movement is a really almost like folkloric Russian music, which includes all of the typical things about Russian culture, like the feasts and the dances.
But much of the piece, she says, reveals a different side of Tchaikovsky.
What I hear in his music is the person behind is quite vulnerable and still at the same time trying to bring to his music the beauty of the life. Because that's what we are all looking for at the end, whatever happens in life, to still seek for the beauty.
Lisa Batiashvili now plays the Tchaikovsky violin concerto a lot, each time looking for new insights into a piece she finds very rich.
When I go back to this concerto, I restart from scratch. I feel that the whole symphony is inside my part.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.